I saw a ship a-sailing on the sea, and oh, it was laden with pretty things for thee. There were cookies in the cabin and apples in the hold. The sails were made of silk and the mast was made of gold. I saw a ship a-sailing on the sea, and oh, it was laden with pretty things for thee. Between the decks were 24 white mice with chains about their necks. I saw a ship a-sailing on the sea, and oh, it was laden with pretty things for thee. The captain was a duck with the packet on his back, and when the ship began to move, the captain said quack quack. I saw a ship a-sailing on the sea, and oh, it was laden with things for thee.
This is the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and you just heard Mike Menard from When Mother Goose Laid an Egg. We're going under the ocean today with our guests Amy and Sarai from the ship called the Joides Resolution. It's a research vessel that is right now at sea in the Atlantic off the coast of Portugal. Joides takes core samples from the bottom of the ocean floor to better understand our planet. Many different researchers are on board doing different kinds of research. The kids' crew still have a lot more questions for our guests.
You mentioned earlier that some of the samples that you've gotten have gone back to at least 15 million years in date. Theoretically, how far back could you get samples from?
Theoretically, I believe you can go back pretty far. It really depends on the type of material that we get. So, for example, right now we're getting a lot of soft sediment, so we can go as far back as around like 20 million years or 30 million years. But if you are drilling down into hard rock is a lot older than soft sediment, so you can go back like 300 million years on hard rock. However, it's a lot harder to sample the climate from hard rock.
You talked about finding animal fossils at the bottom of the ocean. Have you ever found any plant fossils?
We don't have, I would say, very nice fossils of plants preserved, but what we do have is the lipids or the fats that are within leaf waxes. So some scientists actually use the leaf waxes and use chemistry to figure out past ocean temperature, similar to how I would use fossils.
And there are also studies and places where people study pollen that is something that's washed off the land, goes into the ocean, and then settles down to the bottom. So we don't have a pollen person on this expedition, but that is another marker that people use.
How expensive is your work, and like, how do you get the funding for this project?
Yeah, so from what I heard earlier, just to have this 2-month-long ocean expedition is about $10 million. So it takes about $10 million just to get the sediment that we have right now. And then in addition to that, once we have the samples, we have to run them through instruments, and we have to pay for our lab use, and that can be anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000. So it can get fairly expensive, but currently this is a National Science Foundation funded project. So the NSF pays for a lot of the funding, and then for me, in my personal research, I get a few grants from the National Science Foundation, but also from the Evolving Earth Foundation.
It's an international program, and so NSF is what funds the American component of it. There are also IODP organizations in Europe, China, Japan, India, and Australia, New Zealand. So the science funding agencies in those countries pay for what happens out of those countries, and in our science group, we have representatives from most of those places.
What's it like living on a ship?
That's a great question. So honestly, the first few weeks were a little bit hard because your life is entirely dependent on the ship. But over time, I got really comfortable with the ship. So we have a gym on board, we have a movie theater room, we have a little place to play games, a full cafeteria-like area. Currently behind me, the scientists have set up a ping pong table. So we find ways to make sure that we still feel like we're living a relatively normal life out at sea.
Yeah, and I'll just add that all the scientists work a 12-hour shift, and the ship is working all around the clock. So we don't have weekends. It's 12-hour shifts every day that we're out here, which is 61 days. And so although there are these other things we can do, we are mostly working and sleeping. And the scientists share cabins, two people to a cabin. And when you leave for your 12-hour shift, you don't go back during that 12 hours because that's when your roommate gets the room. So you don't actually ever see your roommate. And generally, the two people rooms share a bathroom with another two people room. So four people sharing a bathroom, generally. And we have a terrific catering crew. They make great food, and there's plenty of it. All of the water that we drink is desalinated from the ocean. There's a whole part of the ship down below where the engineers and the electricians and welders and mechanics all manage all of that stuff. There's also a crane, and there's a helideck on the back in case of a medical emergency. A helicopter could come and take somebody off the ship. And every Sunday, we have abandoned ship drills where we all have to put on our life jackets, hard hats, and safety glasses, and then we gather at our assigned lifeboats.
That's Amy Mayer and Sarai Sanchez. They're aboard the Joides Resolution. Thanks to Amy for collecting that audio for us. We've got photos and more posted for today's show. See what the Joides looks like, including those core samples and lots more. Find it at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, At the Bottom of the Sea.
There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a ship in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a ship in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a chest in the ship in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a chest in the ship in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a treasure in the chest in the ship in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a treasure in the chest in the ship in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole. There's a hole, there's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a fish on the treasure in the chest in the ship in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a fish on the treasure in the chest in the ship in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a guppy in the fish on the treasure in the chest in the ship in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a guppy in the fish on the treasure in the chest in the ship in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
Can help. Let's try to conserve our water. We should care for the sea life, it matters. Leave it clean when you use the beach. With our behavior, we're able to teach. Oh, the ocean is very deep. Treasures inside it will keep. Oh, the ocean is full of wonder. Mysteries to see down under. Oh, the ocean is very deep. Treasures inside it will keep. Oh, the ocean is full of wonder. Mysteries to see down under.
Flor Bromley and Lori Berkner from Flor Bromley's Pachamama CD. David Landau, before that, Music for Kids, with A Hole in the Bottom of the Sea. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We've been thinking about the bottom of the sea today with our friends from the Joides Resolution. Connect with us. We'd love to hear from you. Visit childrenshour.org and leave us a voicemail or send us a note. Or just listen to hundreds of our podcasts. Go to childrenshour.org. We're going to go out with one more. This is Recess Monkey, right here on the Children's Hour. We'll catch you next time.
And now in the shallow water out east where the seagrass grows, there's tons of little people like me right beneath your toes. We work the rolling coral reefs and patrol the mangroves too. And there's a workhorse like no other that makes things easy to do. It's good to be in the saddle again, swimming around with my favorite friend. From shore to shore, the fun never ends when I'm riding the seahorse.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Many thanks to our guests, Amy Mayer and Sarah E. Sanchez from the Joides Resolution. And thanks to the Joides Resolution for allowing us to record while they're at sea. Christina Stella helped with our production.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.